Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Pesachim Kuf Zayin. We are 9 lines from the top of the Amud. It says the Gemara, Amri Le Mar Yinuka Umar Kshisha. That was their names. Rav Chisda had 2 sons, both named Mar. But to set them apart, they would call the younger one Mar Yinuka. The younger one, Umar Kishisha, was the older Mar. So both sons, Mar Yinuka and Mar Kishisha, who were braider of Chizda, the sons of Chizda, they told Ravashi, Le Ravashi, Zim Nechada, there was once a story that Ikla Amemar La'asrin, Amemar arrived in our town. It was Shabbos, and Kamatzai Shabbos, it came time for Abdullah, V'lo Havel on Chamra. We didn't have any wine available. Aisina le shichra, where he presented him with beer as a wine substitute, v'loy avdol, and he refused to make avdola. He insisted on using wine, ubas, and he went to sleep tavas, hungry, in a fasting mode. He didn't want to eat before avdola. Lemachar, the next day, tarachna v'aisina le cham. We matriach ourselves to find him wine, v'avdol, and then he made avdola, v'tam midi, and he finally ate something. Lishana, the next year came around, it was an annual event. Next time he came, Su Iklal Asrin, he once again arrived in our town. Lo Yehavalon Chamra, we didn't have any wine to give him for Abdullah. Aisina Shichar, we brought beer. Now somebody, I think the Rasha says, they didn't bring him because they knew he wouldn't want to make on beer, but he saw that they were bringing beer for themselves, so he saw that this beer has prominence in this locale. It's used as a wine substitute. Omar, when he noticed that, he said, "Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Rashash learned, the Rashbam learns, meaning that there is no wine available, and this is considered the beverage of choice instead of wine. Whereas the other version, Rambam, I think, learns that he means to say that this was a commonly drunk beverage. It was something of significance, something of importance. In any case, he changes attitude." Amar, Ihochi Chamar Medino. It's considered Chamar. Chamar is wine. Chamar Medina, this is the wine of this province. Meaning, this is considered something of significance. It can be used as a substitute to wine. And therefore, even when it comes to Havdalah, or perhaps for Kiddush, although you need something of Chashivas, like wine, this is classified as wine. Chamar Medinahu. And therefore, Abdul v'Tomidi, he made Abdullah, and he had something to eat. Says the Gemara Shema Minotlas, we can derive 3 halachas from this incident. 3 halachas regarding the correct procedure, the Abdullah procedure. Shema Minot, number 1, we learn, Hamavdu b'tfilot, so Rashi Abdullah kais. Even one who made Abdullah during tefillah, which is generally the case, we have Atochen Antanu, in Mitzav Shemin Esri, and we assume that Amemar as well said that Abdullah. Still in all, he insisted on making Abdullah al-Kais. Apparently, that is necessary. Ushma minna, and we learn from here, Asr loy lo'adam sheyoichal koidim sheyavdol. One cannot eat, or there's a girsa, Asr loy lo'adam lit oim klum, even to have a small taste. Even that cannot be done, koidim havdala. Ushma minna, mishlohidl maitzay Shabbos, mavda v'hoylach kula Shabbos kuloi. We know from here as well that if you missed Abdullah Matzah Shabbos, you can always make it up throughout the next week, which we actually learned yesterday. You have up until Tuesday. Now Tosfos points out that not necessarily from this story do we see that one can make Abdullah up until Tuesday, because in the first time around, right, the first time he came, he missed Abdullah at night, and he made it up the next day. Perhaps he can only make it up the next day, which is the other half of the night. The night and day is one unit. Perhaps that's your deadline, but not past that. So why does the Gemara say that we learn from here that you can make Abdullah throughout the week? Tosfos says because that happens to be the halacha. We paskin that you can do that until Tuesday. That's why the Gemara chooses to refer to it in this manner. Let's take a look at the Rashbam off to the right. Uvas tvas, lashen lon mu'una. He went to sleep, hungry. Shloi achal, Mikrob Daniel, it's simply quoting a pasuk in Daniel, which has that term there. Chamar Medina, he noticed that this was a wine substitute. Ein yain achiv razois kim shecher. There's no wine in the city except for a beer. This is considered their wine. Hilchach mavdilim boy. If that's the case, it's okay for Avdol. V'chein alocha, that's what we have, Paschal Lamaisa, that Chamar Medina can be used for Avdol. Avol, says the Rashbam, Mayim le'ikru Chamar Medina. Water is not called Chamar Medina, even though it's perhaps the beverage of choice. V'eim Avdil an al-mayim, afilu heichad leka shecha b'yayin. You cannot use water, even when there's no beer or wine. Chamar Medina has to be something of chashiva, something of significance. Today we would... would apply that to alcoholic beverages, to schnapps, to beer. Some would say even a coffee, something which you'd use to be mechabed a guest. It's not necessarily just coming to quench thirst. So wine, beer, or another chamar medina, but not wine, or certainly does not qualify. Continues Rashbam. Shabbos minotlas. Gimel dvarim besidrei Avdolah. We learn three things regarding the Seder Avdolah. So one was that you need to make Havdalah on a kais even after you make Havdalah b'tefillah. Number two, you can't eat before Havdalah. Number three, you can always make it up after Matzah Shabbos. Ask the Rashbam Akasha. Don't we have a fourth thing that we learned from here? We just learned another aspect of Havdalah. You can do it on Chamar Medina as well. Why was that not added to the Shema Minah list? We have four things. That wasn't added. The Gemara is simply speaking about the order, the proper order, the proper procedure, not relating to the substance of the Havdalah inami. Alternatively, says the Rashbam, most of the Pshitu, it's something which is Pashit. If there's no other wine, then of course, better make Havdalah on beer, Mishlei Havdalah Klal, rather than missing Havdalah completely. Better beer than nothing. If so, it's a davar pashut, and the Gemara does not have to highlight that fact. Continues the Gemara. Bo aminei Rafunim Rav Chizda, whereas the Bach is gerus to opposite. That Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and as we're going to see, he was the one who asked Rav. So either way, one asked the other. Mao l'kedushi ashichra. Can one make kiddush on beer? Omar, he responded, of course not. Hashto, look, Uma Pirzuma. In a Kavachoyma, we find that even high quality beers, you see, their typical beer was made from dates, which was a relatively low quality beer. And that was a shayla, can you make kiddush on date beer? And he responded, well, even high quality beer is unsuitable for kiddush. Hashto, ma pir zuma. This was beer made from sa'irin, from barley. Uta'ini, u beer made from figs, v'asni, u made from these berries, from these snebush, which are higher quality beers. Even those beers are not suitable. Deboy, my name is Rav, I ask Rav, whether it can be used for kiddush. Rav asked his uncle from his uncle Rabbi. So I asked Rav, and Rav asked Rav Chia, and Rabbi Chia from Rabbi. And he didn't respond. He didn't respond whether or not it can be used for Kiddush. Apparently it cannot be used for Kiddush. Shichra Baya? Do you need to speak about standard, typical beer, date beer? Of course not. You can't even use high-quality beer for kiddush, of course, not your low-quality date beer. Now, the Gemara figured, or it was maybe the one who asked, the Shaila, Rafuno or Chizda, he figured, okay, kiddushi hudulim akdushina. You can't use it for kiddush because kiddush is, but not Torah, and it needs something of importance, of significance. You can't make kiddush on beer. You need to have wine. Perhaps Avdol you can make using beer because Avdol does not have the same status as kiddush, and it's certainly not minhag Torah. Perhaps that's okay. Amar Rav Chizda. Chizda responded to him, no. Hachi Amar Rav. Now he had a direct quote from Rav. who said, Kishem Shein Mekachin Olav, just like you cannot use beer for Kiddush, Kachem Avdil Olav, likewise, you can't use it for Avdil either. So according to this Shita, Sheikhar, which is a Chamar Medina, whether a high quality beer, low quality beer, cannot be used for Kiddush or Avdil. You need to have wine in specific. Itmar Nami, we learned as well, Amar Rav Tachlif, Amar Avimi, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel also agreed to this halacha. Kshem Shem Mekachin Olav, just as you cannot use beer for Kiddush, Kach Eim Avdil and Olav, likewise you can't use it for Avdil. Now actually in halacha l'may, so we hold that you can use Chamar Medina for Kiddush or Avdullah. Obviously we prefer wine for Kiddush. But in the event where it's not feasible, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, during the daytime Kiddush, we can even be mekel, it seems even lechatchila, if a person prefers, if he has a preference to use some type of alcoholic beverage, same thing regarding Havdalah, then Chamar Medina is acceptable. In fact, in the Ramah, he brings that some were mahadar to make Havdalah on Motzei Pesach with beer, because they missed beer so much, it was something really chavav to them. In fact, it's brought down from the Vilna Goin that he specifically would make Havdalah on Motzei Pesach with beer, to show that the refraining from matzah was because of the mitzvah, from chametz was simply because of the mitzvah to do Ratzon Hashem, and now it's time for beer, for chametz. So we have varying opinions regarding Chamar Medina. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you cannot use Chamar Medina, but according to Amemar, as we learned earlier, you can use that beer as we saw that he used it for Avdallah. Levi, says the Gemara, Levi shadar le Rebbe. Levi sent a gift to Rebbe. Shichra was a beer, but a very high quality beer, very concentrated, by Tlesar Magni. It was steeped in 13 batches of dates. This was date beer, but it was reprocessed 13 times. So the water was laid on one batch of dates, absorbed its flavor, then went on to the next batch. This happened 13 times over, and it was very, very high quality concentrated date beer. Tami da have a bosom tuva. Rebbe tasted it and was very, very tasty, very high quality beer. Omar, he said, he goin ze. Now, actually, some girsas have it as Levi not sending it to Rebbe, because Rebbe was the one who held earlier that you cannot make kiddush on Chamar Medina. Some have a different girsa, Rabbi Rachana, Rabbi Rav Huna. In any case, he tasted it and he was very impressed with its taste. Omar, he said, he goin ze. This type of material is so worthy. Roy lekadosh olav, it is worthy for making kiddush on it. V'loimar olav kol shirois, v'sushpachas ba'olam, to make kiddush and to recite all song and tishpachis for Hashem. So this was by day. Pelelya, that very night, tsari, it pained him. He had a stomach ailment from this date concoction. Rashbam brings the Gemara Ksuva is that dates have that effect. Omar, then he exclaimed and he said, well, I changed my attitude. Misran, these things, they hurt. They're miyaser a person. They pain a person. Umafayas, and it's is it right to appease Hashem with it? Certainly not. Omar of Yosef, I'm going to make a public vow. A nether barabim does not have a farik, doesn't have the option of annulling it. I'm going to make a nether de le'ishti shichar, that I will refrain from drinking date beer. Amrava, ishti me'zur yoin. I'd rather drink water in which flax was soaked, very foul smelling water. I'd rather drink that le'ishti shichar rather than drinking date beer. Amrava, tehave shakyusei shichar. A man, the Mikalish HaShichra, one who chooses beer for his Kiddush, rather than taking something which is more chashev, wine, midah keneged midah, measure for measure, he should not be able to afford anything but Sheikhar. Tehave Shekyusei, his beverage, his commonly drunk beverage, should be Shichra, should only be Sheikhar. Man, the Mikalish HaShichra, one who chooses to make Kiddush on beer. Rav, Ashkechei Rav Huna. Rav Huna noticed Rav the Kaddish Ashichra. He was making beer on making Kiddush on beer. And the Rashbam learns that he had wine available, but it was chaviv to him. He preferred beer, as we learned yesterday, that Rav sometimes would make Kiddush on bread, if he preferred bread. So in this case, he was making Kiddush on beer. Omar Lei, Rav Huna turned to him and he said, Shari Abba. Abba was a respectable term to Rav. Shari Abba. Abba began Lemikni Istiri to produce coins. Istir is a coin to profit, to make money from Mishicha, from beer. He started producing beer and he took a liking to it. And is that perhaps why he decided to make your Kiddush on beer? Tan Rabban, a mekachin ella alayayin. One is only meant to make Kiddush on wine, ve'e mevorchin ella alayayin. And likewise, a bracha is only meant to be said on wine. He says, what do you mean? Atu ashichur amayit, you mean on beer and water? Mila mevorchin alayo shahakal nebetvar, we don't make a shahakal. What do you mean? A bracha is only said on wine. Amar ba yachik, amar, this is what he meant to say. Ein oimrim havei kashal bracha levorech ella alayayin. That when it comes to a kais of bracha, brachas hamazon, we only say it on a kais of wine. So this brisa holds that only wine is suitable for kiddush. Tan Rabban ein makashin al hashechar. In fact, this brisa as well holds that kiddush cannot be said on beer. Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, amru mikachin. Yeah, you can make kiddush even on beer. In fact, that's the halacha lemaisa that you can make kiddush or avdalah on Chamar Medina when necessary. Continues the Gemara, Mat Emes, or the Zagir Se Uti Imas Yain Kol Shu. We learned the other day that when one makes a bracha, a kosher bracha, a kiddush, etc., the Mevorach needs to taste a bit of that wine. How much? Kol Shu, even just a little bit. Rabbi Yisi B'Doimer, Malay Lugma, or Malay Lugmav. It needs to be a cheekful. Taisa says that's roiva revius. And the Rashbam points out that l'chatchila, it should be the one making the bracha who tastes the wine, but in fact, if any of the ones that are listening to the bracha being yitze will be time as well, that's also considered. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, v'chein tani Rav Gidol de Minarash, Rav Gidol of that town, Hamekadish v'tam loy lugmo yotza v'im lav l'yotza. If he had the cheekful, is yotza. If not. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, you quoted Rav Gidol de Minarish. Add a different version. Ana tanira lo. The way I learned it was loy Gidol bar Menashe. There were several Gidols. It was not in the name of Gidol bar Menashe. Loy Gidol bar Menyumi. And not the name of Gidol bar Menyumi. El Gidol stama. It was said in the name of just plain Gidol, without any suffix, without any additional title. And we're not really sure which Gidol it was, whether it was this one or that one. L'man Afkena, what's the point of discussing this? L'mirma didei adidei, because suppose you have a stira from this sheet of Gidol to another Gidol elsewhere. Now, if you know specifically which Gidol it was, you can have it as a stira, but if you don't know, if it's just Gidol stoma, you don't know which Gidol it was, in which case you cannot ask a contradiction from one on the other. Let's summarize the Gemara up until this point. We learned about Kiddush, about Havdalah. We had three halachas regarding Havdalah. You meant to make Havdalah betfila, and then alakos. You're not meant to eat before Havdalah. And if you miss Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, you can always make it up until Tuesday, which is still connected to previous Shabbos. Now, lichatchila, you're meant to make Kiddush on wine, which is a beverage of chashivas, of significance, as we learned yesterday. Zochei Shem Shabbos L'Katshoy, Zochei Al Yayin, Chatchila, the Takana was to make it on wine. Same thing regarding Havdalah, but the Halach L'Mais is that it can be done even on Chamar Medina, which is a wine substitute, a beverage of chashivas in that town. And of course, this is relative to the climate and culture, depending on what's happening in that town at that specific era, whether this has chashivas or not. Regarding nowadays, there are many different different categories of beverages and and to consult the Sfarim regarding specific beverages, it's acceptable to have Kiddush at least by day on schnapps, and some would even say coffee, because that's something which is served to a guest as chashivas, and some hold that is also considered chamar medina. But as the Rashbam pointed out, certainly mayim, as important as it is not considered chamar medina. We learned regarding being tayim the kais, according to one sheet, even a mash was enough, and according to the other sheet, you need to have a mloy lugmav, a cheekful, and indeed that's the way we paskin chatchilim, and to have a mloy lugmav. Continues the Gemara, samach l'mincha. Let's get back to the Mishnah, all the way in the beginning of the parak. Arab sachim, samach l'mincha. This was on Tzadik Tes on base. Erev Pesach, close to mincha time. Lo yichalodam. One should refrain from having a filling eating experience, a suda likewise, until nighttime. And now the Gemara is going to want to figure out what exactly is the definition of the word samach mincha. What does mincha mean? Now, mincha means tefillas mincha, which corresponds to the time the Beis Hamikdash when they would be makriv the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. Now, technically, it could be makrivit after Chatzos, or half hour after Chatzos. Suppose the day begins and ends at 6, and we split that day into 12 equal parts, Shoyos Maniyos. You'd begin the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim at 12:30. It was called Mincha Gedoyla because it was still a long segment of that day until nighttime. Mincha Gatana was actually when the Talmud was typically brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Hukrav at 9:30, which would mean 3:30. Now, Samach, close to that Mincha time, the Rashbam learns, is a half hour. So if Mincha means Mincha Gedol at 12:30, Samach Mincha means at 12 o'clock, you must stop eating at that point. Whereas if Mincha here is in reference to Mincha Ketana, which is the later point of the afternoon, where the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim was typically brought at 9:30. That was called Mincha Ketana because it was only a short segment of the day available. There was just a short part of the day left over. It's called Mincha Ketana. And Samach Mincha would mean at 3 o'clock. Says the Boilu, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know, Samach Mincha Gedoyla Ketan, when we say, Lo Yechal Samach Mincha, does it mean Mincha Gedoyla at 12 o'clock? Or does Samach Mincha mean the next Mincha, which is 3:30, Samach would be 3 o'clock. What would be the two tzedadim? Samach Mincha Gdele Tanan was in reference to the long Mincha. And what would be the reason for that? Umishim Pesach, for concern of perhaps missing out on the Karm Pesach, Dilma Asal Mimshach. Because if he sits down for a meal, that meal might extend itself and get prolonged, you might actually miss the opportunity to bring Karban Pesach. He might miss out and not bring his Karban Pesach. So perhaps that is the kavanah of the Mishnah. Adam, he shouldn't sit down to a meal at 12 o'clock. This way it won't interfere with the Karban Pesach. That's one option. Or perhaps Samach Mincha Ketana Ketanan, we're referring to the Mincha Ketana, and Samach to that Mincha, which is 3 o'clock, at that point stop eating, Umshum Matzah, so that it doesn't interfere with Matzah. How is it going to interfere? It's going to take away your appetite. Dilma Asa L'michla L'matzah Achilagasa. Perhaps if he overeats during the day, he's no longer going to have the proper appetite for Matzah that night. It's Mitzvah D'oraisa to eat matzah, first night of Pesach. And it's not meant to be eaten, achila gasa. When he's full, that's called achila gasa. It's overeating, that's not considered a proper achila. In fact, the Rashbam will bring that it's called mazik. He's actually destroying the food. It's not considered eating. And that's the concern here. Don't overeat Erev Pesach. Stop eating early enough in the day in order to reserve the appetite for the matzah. So which way is it? Samach Mincha is 12 o'clock on account of the concern of missing the Karban Pesach. Or as Tosis points out, even if he decides, I'll have my Karban Pesach right away, and then I'll sit down to my meal. So he says, no, even there, there's a concern because he might hurry up, he might rush the Korban Pesach in anticipation of his meal, and he'll end up doing the Pesach improperly. This is where the Chachamim set down a standard. Halacha don't have a meal past Chatzos. So that's one option. The other option is, no, it's nothing to do with Pesach, it has to do with matzah, in order to reserve one's appetite for the matzah. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here. The top line of the Rashbam, Oy Dilma, Samach HaMilchaktan. What does that mean? V'hainu b'gemar teshoyz. Once 9 hours are up, which is 3 o'clock, the Metesha Shos Mechza from 3:30 on, Havizman the Akravas Tomet Shekla Hashana. That was typically when they would bring the Karma Tomet Kishim Uchar, when it was brought late. Meaning the typical Zman Akravas Tomet was Akrava was at 3:30. Now, if that is the definition of Samach HaMincha, explains Rashbam, it's already related to missing out on the Karma Pesach because it's past. It's already past Hakrovas Pesach. The Hashtam Shememnu Pesach Leka. No concern of interfering with Karban Pesach. The Erev Pesach, they would actually advance things on Erev Pesach. Hayatamid Karav Bishmoyne Mechza. Va Pesach Achrav. Sorry, actually on Erev Pesach, the Tamid was brought at 8:30. And the Pesach afterwards. Meaning, typically, typically, on a typical year, typical day, the Talmud was Nishchat at 8:30 and the Hakrov at 9:30. On Erev Pesach, the Talmud was born an hour earlier. Nishchat 7:30, this is the Mishnah Daf and Ches. Nishchat at 7:30 and the Hakrov took place at 8:30. And then the Korban Pesach. Therefore, says the Rashbam, on Erev Pesach, once you're at 9:30, meaning at 3:30 in the afternoon, and you're past the Akrova of the Korban Pesach, because the Talmud was already carved at 8:30. And the Pesach immediately following the Talmud. By the time 9.5 hours of the day came around, which is 3:30, you're already past the Korban Pesach. So apparently when the Mishnah says, don't eat at that point, it has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. Lefichach, in Balechal, Samach HaMilchak Tana, Dainu B'Gemar Tisha, if he wants to sit down and have a meal, a half hour before Milchak Tana, Milchak Tana is 9:30, so he wants to sit down at 3 o'clock, there's no concern. It's already after Shechitas HaPesach. There's no concern about interfering with the Pesach. The only thing you still have a concern about is the appetite for the matzah. He shouldn't have it when he's in a state of a fill, when he's full and he's just eating, overeating. Now, the Rashbam asks a kasha. Why do we mention specifically matzah in this regard? The same concern of achila gasa by matzah you should have by Pesach as well. When he named Mishum Pesach Ikal Mechash Lachil Gasa, the truth is that for Pesach as well, we have the same concern. He should not eat the Pesach in an Achil Gasa manner. Now, the Afak Abdu Nechal HaSoiva, even though we know that Pesach is meant to be eaten when you're somewhat full, not hungrily, this way it gives that dignified appearance. You're eating it as a dessert, so to speak, ala soiva. But that doesn't mean achila gas. Big difference between ala soiva, when you still have a desire, you're still somewhat hungry, and just stuffing oneself. Achila gas, I mean, in achila, it's not even called an achila, but because she mazik, the chashvina labi vamis. The Gemara considers it a mazik. So why does the Gemara specifically refer to matzah with this concern? Don't overeat Erev Pesach because matzah will be eaten achil gas. What happened to Pesach? Says the Rashbam, there is a difference. El mishum de l'gabi lechem av achil gas av achil mo'etas. No kad matzah. Because it's easier to lose your appetite for bread than for meat. And even a small sized meal can interfere with the achila, with the appetite for matzah, can result in achil gas. Whereas when it comes to Basar Pesach, it's more difficult to create that situation of Achila Gas. And that's why the Gemara specifically mentions Matzah in this context, that carries a greater risk. Don't eat an Erev Pesach because even a small size achila might interfere with the achila of matzah. Inami, another pshat says the Rashbam Rabusa Ka'amar. The chiddushir is Vachi Ka'amar. Oidum or samchum milcha ktana afilu bezman like a Pesach. Even bezman azem when there is no carbon Pesach. The lake lamechash lachitz lasiyasoi lachilasoi is not concerned about interfering with the asiyah of the carbon Pesach or with the achila. There is no Pesach bezman azem. Still on all, mishum achilas matzam yeika. Of course, there is still concern about properly fulfilling achilas matzah. The lehavi achila gasa chay shimon. We're concerned about it resulting in achila gasa from matzah. Okay, so these are the two sides of the equation. What does the Mishnah mean? How do we interpret the word mincha in the Mishnah? Does it mean mincha gedola for concern of interference with the carbon pesach's asiya, or is in reference to mincha ktana? We're past the akrov of the Pesach. We're concerned merely about interfering with the achila of matzah or achila of Pesach. Amar Avina Tashmal, bring it right from the Brisa. Afilu Agrippas HaMelech. Agrippas was a Melech Kosher Hoya, says the Rashbam. Memalcha Chashmenoi. He was a Melech Kosher. He wasn't a Rasha. He was from the family of Malchi Chashmenoi. And Afilu Agrippas HaMelech, says the Brisa, Shehoyeru Rogel Lechel B'teisha Shoyes. Like all kings, he would get a plate in the day, and he would have his breakfast only at 9 hours in the day. He would sit down to breakfast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So even him, that day, meaning Erev Pesach, he should not sit down to have his meal until nighttime. And that's the chiddush. That's the. It seems to be this was a chiddush that even the king who sits down to his breakfast so late in the day, the halacha applies to him as well. So that's the price. So the moral, let's analyze. Now, this makes sense if when the Mishnah says, don't have a meal, it's in reference to Mechak Tan, which means Mechak Tan is 3:30, Samcha Mincha is 3 o'clock. If that's the pshat, now we understand the Brisa. Hainu, Revuse d'Agrippas. That would be the Chiddush in the Brisa. Not even Agrippas, who hadn't had anything today. This was his breakfast. And, when is he sitting down to have his meal? Rog lecho b'teisha shoyes. I apologize. Teisha shoyes does not mean at 3 o'clock. It means at 2 o'clock. Right? He sat down at the beginning of the ninth hour, which was actually 2 o'clock. Day begins at 6. So teisha shoyes means at 2 o'clock. Which was still a full hour before Izman Isser at 3. And that indeed is a Chiddush. Hainu Rabusi d'Agrippas. Here we have a Chiddush. Even though it's still well in advance of the deadline, he would not sit down to eat. Why? If he began Beheter, what's the problem? Apparently because he knows full and well that his royal breakfast will extend itself well beyond Izman Isser, past the deadline. And that's why he may not do so. But this works if we're speaking Zman Mechak Tana. Eli Amris Samacha Menchak Deluk Tanan. But if in the Mishnah says, don't eat Samacha Mincha, what does it mean? Samacha Menchak Deluk, which is at 12 o'clock. I Amris Samacha Menchak Deluk Tanan, Myra Busid Agrippas. What would be the Chiddush that even Agrippas should not engage in a meal at that time? What do you mean? It's already past deadline. Deadline is 12 o'clock. Now it's 3 o'clock. Chal Isser Oli Mikara. The Isser has already been activated before his breakfast. Says the more Ella Samach HaMichak Tanak Tanan. Okay, let's follow your approach. Apparently, you're proving him here. Samach HaMichak means at 3 o'clock. Soif Soif. Ultimately, Mayer Busid Agrippas. Even that seems difficult. What would be the chiddush regarding Agrippas? Hamatile Zmani Sura. Look, he knows that his meal will extend beyond deadline. We may not sit down to have a meal when he knows full and well that, yeah, now it's before deadline, but it's going to extend beyond deadline. So even according to you, Some chumcha means in the afternoon, means 3 o'clock. Why would the Braisa highlight the chiddush of Agrippas? He wouldn't sit down to have his breakfast at 2 o'clock. If he knows full well that his breakfast will extend beyond the deadline, of course it can't be done. Says we're no. No, there is a chiddush. Perhaps I would think. Teisha shoyes l'Agrippas. This Teisha shoyes breakfast, this 2 o'clock in the afternoon breakfast to Agrippas, doesn't have the same effect. It won't interfere with his appetite that night. Ka'arba shoyes. Well, they done dummy. They would have breakfast at 4 hours into the day. That was a typical schedule. So perhaps his 2 o'clock breakfast, his Teisha shoyes breakfast, is equated to our standard breakfast, which takes place 4 hours into the day. And certainly doesn't interfere with our nighttime meal, since this is his first meal. This is his breakfast. Perhaps no concern of interfering with the Pesach at night, with that appetite for matzah, k'mashmolam, the chiddush is no. That since he's sitting down to his meal so late into the day, we're concerned that it will rob him of his appetite for matzah that night. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. So we drop down to the widest lines of the Rashbam. It will be the second wide line. It says Rashbam Seif, my Rabusi Dagripas, Hamatale Idani Surei. Fine, let's say Minchak Tana means in the afternoon. Means 3 o'clock. What is the Chiddush of Agrippas? This man Isser will arrive before he completes his meal. Kaidim Shigma Sudasai. Dafilu, Rabbi Yossi, the Pollock. Bafsakas Erev Pesach, Bereish Pirkei. Now we had this machlokes earlier. If one began his Suda Bizman Heter, and it extends past the deadline, Rabbi Yossi says, no concern, just continue eating. Even according to him, says Rashbam, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to stop. He says, no, V'amash lo lahafsik, machash hischil, lechel behetar. Hacha moidi de asr. In this case, all will agree that it's asr. Why? Because he knew full and well, initially when he sat down to his meal, he knew it's going to extend past deadline. Dimi korel adas kein hoya oichel betesh ha-shoyis. Shagmar sudosei besoich. Zman Yisuri. When he sat down at 2 o'clock, he knew he's only going to conclude that meal past Zman Yisuri. And that's not allowed. Okay, ma'ascha lechel. Achar Zman Yisuri dami v'asur. It's as though he began eating his meal after Zman Yisuri. So what would be the chiddush? Asks the Gemara. What's the chiddush? Of course he can't do it. Ah, ma'od ha-teima. Testa agripas ka'arba lidon dami. The kivin delomed lechel b'teisha shoy. Since This is his daily schedule. This is his common practice to have his breakfast at Teisha Shoyes. Perhaps it doesn't pose a concern. Ka'ab Shoyes l'didan dami. It's like our breakfast in the morning. V'yoichel gamu matzal te'avon gamu kamoiseinu. Sho'ichel b'tes Shoyes b'yom. Just as when we have our breakfast in the morning, it doesn't interfere with that night's meal. Perhaps for Agrippas having his breakfast at 2 in the afternoon, that won't create an interference. And since it's still pre-deadline, it's only 2 o'clock. This works if Samlach HaMincha is when 3 o'clock. Then we have a chiddush. Even though Agrippas is having his breakfast now, and when is he beginning that breakfast? Before the deadline? It's only 2 o'clock? No, he's not meant to partake in the meal at that point. But if Samlach HaMincha means 12 o'clock, Lekel Rabusa Klal, there will be absolutely no chiddush in mentioning Agrippas. If we have a Shaykh Misne Afil, there will be no reason to say, well, Afil Agrippas HaMelech shouldn't have his meal. Why? The Kivan the Tama Mishom Dilma Asi Lumenu Pesach. Because since the concern is interfering with the asiyah of the Korban Pesach and unrelated to achil gas of matzo, lekel meimar, hachi. There's no way to say, well, ma'al de tema, test la gripas, kedal de dandami. There's no way to bring out the chiddush regarding agripas. Why would he be any different? Why would you think that he could sit down to his meal at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? and interfere with the Karban Pesach. Hilchos, says Rashbam, conclude from this, regarding our Shaila, what are some of the Mincha mean? Conclude with certainty, when the Mishnah says, of course it means Mincha Ketana, which was 3:30, Samach means 3 o'clock, and the concern is regarding interfering with the person's appetite, but it doesn't apply to Mincha Gdola. There's no concern of interfering with the Karban Pesach. Continues the Gemara. So we know, Lo Yechel Adam. What does that mean? A meal? Even a snack? Says the Gemara, it only applies to things which will interfere with one's appetite. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Who Amar Rav Asi, according to some Gerses, Aval Mat Pilube Mei Neitar Gima, but he can dip. They used to always dip their food. He can dip with Basar Peres, Rashbam says, Taisa says even Mezoines, which will not interfere with one's appetite. Rabbi Yitzchak Mat Pilube Yarki, he would actually dip vegetables, and Rashbam explains that not only do these things not interfere with one's appetite, but actually they serve as an appetizer to stimulate one's appetite. Tanna mihachi, we learned likewise in the Braisa, Hashamash, the servant preparing the meal, matbil b'neima ayin, he would prepare, would dip the stomachs of the animals, of the animals shechted for Pesach, obviously not the karbonis, but the behemoth there, v'noisnon of nei ha'orchen, and serve the guests. V'ava b'shein raya l'dover, now the Rashbam learns that we bring a raya to this concept that eating something light before a meal can actually get your system going and stimulate one's appetite. And we're going to bring an indication to this effect from the pasuk. V'ava b'shein raya l'dover, even though we don't have an open raya to this concept, zech l'dover, we have an indicator. Shenemar niru lechem nirer, v'al tizrael koitzim. The pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us, go plow your fields prior to sowing it with seeds. This way you won't be zarei al koitzim to the thorns. Meaning, avail your field, plow it and prepare it for the planting. This way the seeds will take hold. Apparently plowing something, getting it prepared for the process, assists in the upcoming process. And eating something light as an appetizer will generate actually more appetite and stimulate one's desire. And therefore, not only did it interfere, but actually was something to do. In fact, Rava, have a shasi chamra, kuli malayom de pischa. He would drink wine throughout the whole era of Pesach. Kihecha de nigrei lili bay. It should draw his heart, meaning it should stimulate his appetite. The nechol matzah tfele urta, which will result in him eating more matzah that night. Amarava, no, minula, how do I know that wine stimulates? The chamar migagura, it stimulates one's appetite. It's not. Ben akoises halalu. We have the four koises of wine by the Seder. In between the koises, between number one and two, between two and three, imrotza lishtes yishtev, if a person chooses to drink wine, he can add and drink wine in between as well. Ben shlishi l'ravilo yishtev, but between third and fourth he should not drink, as we're going to see in the Rashbam, who gives us a reason for this. Now, vi amras misad soid, this is Rava speaking. If wine fills a person and detracts from his appetite, amayishta, why should he drink between the kaises? Haka ochel lematzach ilagasa. It's going to fill him and will result in him eating the matzah inappropriately. Apparently wine will not fill him, actually it's going to stimulate his appetite. And Taisus brings a more brachas that wine actually fills chamra soid umesameach, and he says that it depends how much. Tuva gur, lots of wine will actually stimulate his appetite. Purta soid, a bit will have the opposite filling effect. In any case, Rav brought a raya from this brisa that wine actually stimulates one's appetite. Actually a Mishnah, and that's why he engaged in wine drinking in Erev Pesach to enhance his achilas matzah. Let's take a look at the Rashbam on the top line. Ben akoy salo, Bein Rishon L'Sheni, Bein Hasheni L'Shlishi, U'Mechushom L'Chamra Migra Gurley, who can afash vasel. Go ahead, drink wine, which will stimulate one's appetite. However, Meshlishi L'Rvi, La Yishte. Why? Shlishi de Berchas HaMazon. The third is Berchas HaMazon. And then stop drinking wine. The Kibbutz L'Chashin Noi L'Gri Libo, since he's done his matzah, he's finished his meal, there's no, we have no interest in generating more appetite. We don't allow him to drink more. Dimnira kemoisif al arbaha koisis. Why? It looks like he's adding to the koisis. He meant to have only four. And by drinking an additional cup of wine, it would look like he's adding to the number of wine. So, really this concern applies all over, but it appears that the gerira liba, the stimulation factor, overrides this factor. And therefore, between 1, 2, 2, and 3, we still have an interest of appetite generation, then we allow him to add more wine. But once he's done his meal, and the interest is gone, he's finished his matzah, we don't want him to add more wine, which will appear perhaps like he's adding to the number of curses. But Gemara is Yerushalmi, and then we have Yerushalmi, which says like this. Another reason, Lama, why can't he have more wine? Gedeshli Yishtak. He shouldn't become shikr. The Sulei Chazi Lamigmar Halela. In which case, he won't be able to finish his Halel. Or Parachasam, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Halakvam Shukru. If this fellow gets affected by wine and he's fully intoxicated at this point, Sharishasa Harbis Sadasai. Already had drunk a lot of wine. Umashani, the Gemara answers, Yayin Shabasechamazan Lamashaka. Mid-meal wine doesn't have the same effect because it's absorbed by the food. Wine drunk after a meal will or can have that effect and bring him to shichrus, and therefore better don't add more wine. So we learned that a person should not engage in achila samach melchaktana. That was the conclusion of the Gemara for concern of interference with the achila of matzah that night. However, small size snack, things which consider appetizers, which actually generate and stimulate one's appetite, that's actually mutter, and as we see from Rava, it is something which is actually advisable. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We began discussing the proper material used for Kiddush and Havdalah. We had a story with Amemar. Initially, he figured wine and nothing else, but then he saw that in this town, beer had prominence. It was used as a wine substitute, and therefore he acquiesced and made his kiddush with beer. We continued with several shittas that did not allow chamar medina to be used for kiddush or havdalah, and some shittas do. And in fact, that's the halacha today. Chamar medina can be used for kiddush or havdalah. We learned about various types of beer. The lowest quality of all being the date beer, which actually can cause a person stomach ailment and it's not really right for shiras d'shbachis. We had the halacha that when one makes a bracha with wine, kosher bracha, berachas hamazon, etc., he's meant to have a te'ima, and according to one gears, one shita, muloy lugmav, a cheekful. Then we proceeded with the halacha of lo yoichal adam samach mincha. You know, interesting, Tosis points out, how do we get to the word mincha? Why do we call the tefillas ha-mincha, tefillas mincha? This is in Devar Maslach Samach ha-mincha. It says, Tema, amai karele mincha. Why do we call it mincha? How did it get that name? Is it because a karba mincha was brought in the afternoon, the Beis HaMikdash? Well, even in the morning, together with Tamid Shal Shachar, a mincha was brought, mincha chavita, mincha tamid. Tosis has two terutzim. He says the Tfilas HaShach has a different name. Tfilas HaShach, it's one that has its own unique name. That's enough. But the afternoon Tfilas doesn't have a specific name. Therefore, it's called Tfilas HaMincha on account of the Mincha, which was born in the afternoon. Another pshat, based on the Gemara Brachis, that one is meant to be Zohar, extra careful with Tfilas HaMincha, because Eliyahu HaNavi was only answered B'Tfilas Mincha. This was when he was standing on the Har HaKarmel, demonstrating that Hashem is the Hashem Olakim. And Hashem responded to him with Tfilas Mincha. And Tosis says, perhaps the reason why we call Tfilas Mincha is because it was Bish'as Hakrovas Mincha Nena. He was answered when he was being makriv as Mincha. So being that's how that event took place, and that's how he was answered, B'schus the Mincha, that's why we call it Mincha as well. Sha'oz Hoya Sha'as Ratzayin, to make reference to the Sha'as Ratzayin by Eliyahu due to the Mincha that he was makriv. There's another pshat brought on the Hagois on the side, the name of Abu Dram. He says it's called Mincha, V'nikr Zeset Fila Mincha, P'nei Shevisha'a Sirius Min Hayayim. Way back on the sixth day of the Bria Sa'ilam, on the 10th hour of that day, Shenivar Boi Ha'adam Arishan Chata. He ate Eitz Hadas at that point. V'zeo Shekosav L'ruach Hayayim, U'metargiminan L'monach Yoyimu. It was L'ruach Hayayim, that's the pasuk describing where he was. And L'ruach Yoyma, the Targum says L'manach Yoyma. L'manach and L'ruach go hand in hand. And somehow the Mincha, our Tefillas Mincha, takes place in the afternoon, somehow relates to that, the Kapara, the Ritzui, of Adam Arishan. And that's what we call it Mincha. Interesting pshat in the word Mincha. In any case, what does Mincha mean? The Mincha G'doyla, the long Mincha, the short Mincha. One option is Mincha Gedolah, in account of the Korban Pesach. We don't want to interfere with the Korban Pesach. Don't sit down until meal at 12 o'clock. It might interfere with the Akrovas Korban Pesach. Or Eduma means late afternoon, Mincha Ketana, which is 3:30, Samacha Mincha is 3 o'clock. Due to the interference with the person's appetite, it might bring him to Achila Gasa. The Gemara conclusion was, certainly it's an appetite issue, as we see from the story of Agrippas, that even he, who would wake up late and have his royal breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, would refrain because it may interfere with one's appetite. And apparently it's an appetite issue. And that's the conclusion, as the Rashbam says, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So Mincha Mincha means Mincha Ketana. Now, the Gemara concludes, of course, this only applies to something of significance, which will interfere with one's appetite, but something light, some type of appetizer is okay, not only okay, but actually preferred because it will stimulate further appetite. Hatzlacha Rabbah and all the best.